tell people is the difference between a group coaching program and a mastermind, as I see it, is a group coaching program, it reminds me of like you're taking a vacation with a bunch of people, you get a bunch of people together, you go, you do an experience, and then you come home. Running a mastermind, at least in my world, and obviously many other people do it differently, I feel like I set up like a town, like an entrepreneurial town. So like when you join my mastermind, the idea is like you're moving in.
This is The Fighting Entrepreneur, the podcast dedicated to entrepreneurs looking to change the world. Learn how to start, build, and scale a business in today's highly competitive business environment. Here's your host, The Fighting Entrepreneur, Anik Singhal.
What's up, you crazy fighting entrepreneurs? Guess who it is? Your favorite person in the whole wide world, Anik Singhal, back with another amazing kick butt episode. And today, we are going to talk about how to sell and how to run high-ticket masterminds, you know, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 masterminds. I've been in that arena right now. I'm trying to learn more about it. And we have an amazing, amazing guest, amazing expert who has really just figured it out to the T. But before we start there, are you a member of Learn? Come on, LURN.com. Are you part of the community yet? At the time I'm filming this, 410,000 members. It's free to join. We got lots of amazing resources, training, and we have so many more features coming out in that community. You do not want to miss out. So go join LURN.com. And of course, AnikPodcast.com. If you want to binge all of our episodes, we have amazing guests, amazing knowledge, amazing content. You'll love it. Anik, A-N-I-K, podcast.com, and go binge. Now, having said that, I want to introduce our guest for the day, Julie Stoyan. She is, it's one of those... So I want to do the introduction. I want to do it right. I want to do it justice because there are people that are brought to you that someone introduces you to and they say, this person is awesome. This person's done this. This person's done that. This person's done this. This person's done that. So you get this warm introduction from the get-go and you're like, whoa, okay, you're awesome. You know your stuff. And then there are people that you have no freaking clue who they are. You have no idea how they get up on your radar. You start seeing more and more about them. And as you see what they're posting, you start to determine on your own that, okay, this person is pretty awesome. Like they really seem to know their stuff. And that's how I met Julie. So listen, Julie was the vice president at ClickFunnels for a year and a half. I just found out right before we started the interview, she was the person behind the One Funnel Away Challenge. I didn't even know that. That's awesome. She's done millions online with internet marketing. But I didn't know her. I had no idea who she was. And somehow Facebook knows more about us than we know about ourselves. So I started seeing her on my profile. Like I was scrolling one day and I saw something from her. It was some post about something interesting caught my attention. So now she's on my radar. And then a few days later, something else on my radar. And then this is months ago, maybe Jan of 2020, I posted saying, hey everyone, I'm really interested in these high ticket masterminds where people have to pay a lot of money, but you get to do really cool stuff with them. I don't know how to run it. I don't know how to sell it. I don't know what to do with it. Who knows? And I want to get people on my podcast. And not only did Julie herself come and comment, but people started tagging her as well. And so I'm like, hey, there's that person again that I've been anyways thinking is pretty cool and knows her stuff. And now it looks like she really knows her stuff. And then we found, I saw her post a few things about, you know, what was happening in our industry and in the world that we really connected to. And long story short, here we are. And here she is. So Julie, thank you so much for being here. I'm really excited to talk to you today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, awesome. Well, so Julie, we do have a tradition here that nobody can get by, and so that is if you raise your right hand and repeat after me.
Okay.
Hi, Julie Stoyan.
Hi, Julie Stoyan.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
To tell the truth and nothing but the truth.
To tell the truth and nothing but the truth.
And reveal my mastermind secrets.
And reveal my mastermind secrets.
You know what I love about doing this? Every time I do it, people just get so like, what is going on? What am I doing?
What am I about to swear?
Yeah. When did this turn into a court case? No, thanks for doing that.
Yeah. So
we don't do a lot of story on this podcast. We're super tactical, but kind of selfish because I don't feel like I know you as well as some of the guests that I have on this show. I'd love to learn a little bit more about you. Like before VP of ClickFunnels, before internet marketer, who was Julie and how did you find this crazy world? And then I want to talk to you about your mastermind.
Yeah, absolutely. So I actually came into the world of internet marketing completely by accident. I was a stay-at-home mom of three small children. I got married very young and basically felt like I was losing my mind, you know, with three kids, three and under. Started blogging, got into the blogging scene, found out I was a really good writer, started attracting an audience. Then I was like, gosh, I could make money writing. Then I did that for a little while. Then I realized I could make more money doing the tech side of blogging than the writing side of blogging. So then I kind of ventured into tech and I ended up running my own website agency. And that was all going fine. It was about 2013, 2014. It's making a couple thousand dollars a month. And then I ended up in a divorce situation and I was a stay-at-home mom. So super stressful. Had to figure out how to like build my own career up because I had been a stay-at-home mom and just doing this little side hustle. And about 4 weeks into my divorce, I found out I was pregnant with number four. Wow. And so I was like, oh crap. And so I really sort of had to dig deep at that moment and figure out how to make my side hustle my full-time hustle because I wasn't going to be able to get a job pregnant. You know, people wouldn't hire you. So that's when I found Russell Brunson. I started learning internet marketing. And it turns out the skills of design, tech, and writing come in really handy when you're an internet marketer. So I started to learn the strategy and I was really good at it. And I started building funnels for people and I started, you know, becoming known as a really good funnel builder, helped a bunch of people make $1 million. And I was like, I'm helping people make $1 million, but I'm only getting like 25 grand for my funnel. I'm like, something's not right with this situation. I'm like, it's time for me to make funnels for myself. Mm-hmm. So I switched and I started doing my own funnels. I hit the 2 Comma Club. It was super exciting. I got on Russell's radar because of the Expert Secrets book contest. He had no idea who I was either. I kind of scrappily fought my way into his world. Once he realized what I was capable of, he hired me. I eventually became a partner over at ClickFunnels, which was awesome. But, you know, that entrepreneurial spirit just calls. So now I am primarily running a mastermind. Helping people with their funnels. And then I also run a brand called Funnel Gorgeous, which teaches design and marketing and also kind of blends ethics and marketing, which is really important to me.
It's awesome. Well, I love that. What a cool story. And congrats on all your success. That's amazing. So to set the stage of this console session that everyone gets to listen in on and everyone listening, you know, I did, if you're on this podcast, go back and listen to another episode I'd done about these high ticket masterminds with Stefan Georgi. And we talked with him about how he runs his copywriting one. So we're going to get deeper into it with Julie this time. So Julie, for me, I am really into the copywriting world this year. It's a big passion of mine. So like for design and funnels are for you. That's my trade. 17 years ago, I learned copy. I love copy. I'm passionate about it. If I read bad copy, my mood goes for the rest of the day. Like it's, you know, it's like that kind of level. And so I'm starting to teach copywriting a lot this year. And I do teach it very differently than most people. So it's been fun to kind of bring my approach out. Yeah. And we're doing a lot of lead generation for it. And so in the realm of copywriting, I was like, there should be, you know, this higher ticket mastermind where I can work with people. The things I love planning funnels. I love thinking through hooks, angles, upsells, downsells, cross sells, back end. One of the big dreams I have. So this is now for anyone who had heard the episode with Stefan, we're going to upgrade. And this is cause I've had like almost 2 months to think about this. There is something I call in our company, when we hire people on our marketing team, I think the position I look for the most, or my goal is to turn everybody into this. I call them campaign specialists. Mm-hmm. A campaign specialist in my mind is someone who understands funnels. They understand the numbers behind funnels, upsells, downsells, cross sells. They understand LTV, 30-day value, 60-day value. They understand strategy. So it's like almost like being an offensive coordinator in a football team. Like they know kind of what play to play next. You know what, hey, this is the product. What funnel fits this product? They understand back end, front end. They understand copywriting enough to be able to watch a campaign going. They understand the purpose of email and how it blends with social media. So it's really like a marketing manager, but it's someone that's got the creative side and got a little bit of the operational side. And I feel like a great copywriter, the best copywriter who's going to charge the most money is actually not a copywriter. They're a campaign specialist. So that when they go into a company, they're not just saying, okay, yeah, I'll write your sales page. They're stepping back and saying, wait a minute, you know, why are you selling your book for $30? We should be doing a free plus shipping and handling funnel, like, and going at that level. So I have said that in 2021, I'm actually going to create a certification program for this, where we have a 6 to 9 month program. You go through and you come out and we place you. We actually take you and send you to companies that are looking for people like you. So I started thinking, well, why wait? Because it's a lot. I have to put a lot of stuff together. Like it's like a lot of training. And I thought, man, I wonder if this year itself I could create a mastermind where that's what I do. Because that's what I love doing. I'm always testing and playing with new funnels. Like right now we're doing virtual events and I'm really learning those funnels. I'm focused on high ticket stuff, really finalizing that, sales teams. So I have a playbook of probably about 20 or 25 plays that I pull, and that's more than enough. So when I was on with Stefan, he had said too, like, that seems like that's what tickles your fancy. Like it's what, if you could work with people and kind of look at their business and say, hey, you're not doing this. This could add another revenue leg to your business, this play. And that's kind of where I've landed up. I'm almost like, hey, maybe my mastermind here could be the step that goes into our certification program that launches next year, high level. So that's the background. Now I want to hear about your mastermind. Can you tell us as much as possible, like, what is it? What does it entail? What do you give people? And just talk about it. Someone we can get interested in wanting it. So.
Yeah. So my mastermind is called the Digital Insiders. I started it almost 3 years ago. It was my solution to what I saw as a very broken one-on-one coaching model. I found one-on-one coaching not to be the most effective. I found myself giving advice to this person over here, and then that person that I was coaching really should have listened to what I said to that first person. It just wasn't very efficient. And so I built a mastermind. I was in Russell's inner circle at the time. I saw things that I really liked about his inner circle. I was also a part of the 2ComaClubX coaching program, the design of that and how that all went. And so I had launched my mastermind actually before I even got hired from ClickFunnels. And I saw these models that I wanted to incorporate. So it's fair to say that my mastermind is a hybrid of coaching and mastermind. I have one-on-one access to every single person who joins the mastermind, and I coach them through Voxer. That's the first way. Through a weekly audit, which means I'll take one piece of copy or one piece of a funnel or what have you, and I'll review it and send feedback. So through Voxer, through a weekly audit. And then if they need more, I have a set number of 25-minute like breakthrough sessions, and I'll prioritize who needs those sessions each week and pull a couple people in, and I'll do those live so that everyone can get the benefit.
Weekly audits, sorry, real quick. Is that group wide, or everybody can get one weekly audit from you?
So basically it's not something where I have to be on Zoom. I'm a raging introvert, so I prefer more alone time the better. So the audit is something that they actually submit what they need onto my Trello board, and then I go through everything and review it, and I'll send either a Loom or a Voxer back depending on what they're sending me. So some days, some weeks, it's a lot because I have 80 people in my mastermind. So it depends on the week. Some weeks are worse than others in terms of workload, but everyone can submit one thing for me to look at.
Okay.
And then other than that, they have Voxer access to me. I answer my Voxers once a day. So people can Vox me every day if they want. But those are questions that are just like quick tactical strategy type questions. And then I have 4 to 6 hot seat blocks a week. So in terms of my time, I have, you know, the Voxers, which are kind of ad hoc, and then a couple hours a week for hot seats. And then it probably can take me as little as 2 up to 8 hours a week, depending on how much content gets sent my way for that week.
And how many hot seats did you say you do per?
I do 4 to 6 hot seats a week.
Okay. And are those public also? Like, do you let people listen in on those?
Yes. So the hot seats, I let people listen in. I record them. The Voxers are the private conversations back and forth. Actually, of all the things, whenever I tell somebody who's doing a mastermind and wants to add a coaching, because that's the coaching component of it, I tell them that the most time I spend is on Voxer. The hot seats and the audits are very boundaried, but Voxer, if you don't have a good methodology for your Voxer, that can get out of control really fast. So when you offer that as a value stack, just be really careful what you're offering.
Okay, got it. And so what's the, so there's four things I wrote down. I was taking notes: Voxer, weekly audit, and 25-minute breakthrough sessions, and then the 4 to 6 hot seats. What's the, because even the 25-minute
breakthrough the 25-minute breakthrough sessions are the hot seats. Those are the hot seats.
That was going to be my question. What's the difference?
Yeah, so those are the things that I provide to the group. Now, in addition to that, I will hold a quarterly and a weekly just like check-in call that everybody can join. So it'll be a quarterly planning meeting and then a weekly check-in. And the weekly check-in, it changes. The topic changes. Sometimes we're focused on traffic, sometimes on, you know, I don't know, challenge funnels, whatever we happen to be. And I kind of read the group because I know everybody. I kind of say, I think this is what we need. So when COVID hit, we spent 3 weeks just talking about how to navigate that. And then we talked about, you know, the PPP and EIDL loans. And, you know, we kind of just like move through whatever the group needs. So that's my coaching. I also have 3 coaches that support the group. And so anyone in the mastermind gets access to a mindset coach, a tech coach, and a financial business management coach. Okay. And so those 3 coaches also have Voxer availability and Zoom availability. So if someone, if I say, hey, listen, this is what you need. You need to go get PayPal and Stripe on your order form. You need to get us an order bump, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And they get stuck. They go to the tech coach. Tech coach makes sure they can get it done. Same if I say you got to hire or I need to see your P&L because I need to see what's eating your profit margin, those kinds of things. You go to Emily, she can help you sort that out. So I have 3 additional coaches in there.
Oh, that's really powerful. I mean, that's awesome. I mean, basically like they're getting their own little incubator team of leadership that they can pick for. So you kind of provide that CEO type of training. Then you've got your mindset person. It reminds me of like watching Billions, and you've got your person there that's going to help. And you get your technical person, which is probably going to be very helpful to a lot of people. That's a lot. So this is a full blown program. I mean, it's not like, oh, a lot of masterminds are like, yeah, we talk once a week or, you know, we talk once a month.
Yeah, no. This is, so I tell people, so that's the coaching side. Then the mastermind side is what happens when you create a community. So what I tell people is the difference between a group coaching program and a mastermind, as I see it, is a group coaching program. It reminds me of like you're taking a vacation with a bunch of people, you get a bunch of people together, you go, you do an experience, and then you come home. Running a mastermind, at least in my world, and obviously many other people do it differently, I feel like I set up like a town, like an entrepreneurial town. So like when you join my mastermind, the idea is like you're moving in. These are your people, this is your community. So I try to create the groundwork for low turnover and long-term relationship. And that takes a level of, like, you got to have the right personality to do it that way. And so that's kind of why I try to help people make that decision, because once they're in, I want them to actually develop relationships with each other, develop partnerships with each other. There's been like business partnerships, all that kind of stuff. They meet, they get together. You know, there's a lot of stuff that happens that I'm not even aware of. And I'm like, oh, you guys did that? And they're like, yeah, we put this together and we did that. And I was like, oh, that's amazing. And it's that kind of community growth that actually sustains a mastermind bigger than just what I can bring to the table.
Yeah. No, I love that. And this has been awesome. I'm already having major breakthroughs in my head. So do you mind me asking what the cost is to join this mastermind?
It's $25,000 per year.
$25,000 a year, right? And do you offer like payment plans, or how do you work with people who don't have that? So how does that work?
So people can join with a $5,000 down payment and then 10 payments of $2,000.
Got it.
Now, and then there are people who have really wanted to join and I have, and who haven't had the $5,000 to put down. And those are special exceptions, but I will create a 12-month payment plan for them if they need it. But there is, when you sign up, you get a payment contract and a mastermind contract. You actually have to sign 2 contracts before you join.
Okay.
And there's a year-long commitment. Once you're in, you're in for the year.
Got it. So I'm going to write down some questions I have here. But all right, so that, and you said, I mean, you have Funnel Gorgeous and you have some of your social media stuff, but you had said this is your main thing, Digital Insiders is. So I want to come back to talking about what you deliver and how you deliver a little bit, but I want to now go to more the sales side of things.
Sure.
So how do you, you know, First of all, I know people are doing the math right now. They're like, ooh, 80 times 25,000, you know, hey, Julie, what's going on? Like, guys, I'm sure there's a lot of expenses she's hitting too. This is not an easy thing to run. But having said that, I'm sure still very, very successful. Let's talk about like, how'd you get the 80? What's your lead flow look like? Are you running ads and, you know, you're doing sales calls? Like how do you get them in?
Okay. So when I first launched, I was very aware that I needed to curate the group because a mastermind really, its growth really depends on who's invited to the party. And so I kind of made a list of people that I wanted in the group. And I pitched them, like I went and I said, I want you in here and this is what I want. This is why it'll be a win for you. And this will be why it would win for me. Cause I knew that they were valuable players. And then I launched at the time, my list was probably only about 5,000 people at the time back in 2017. And I got 30 people my first year and it was a great size cause there was a lot of kinks to work out. Mm. And so since then, I have not driven any traffic to the funnel itself. So digitalinsidersmastermind.com is the funnel. It's an application funnel. But I have always had front end businesses that lead people in. So my current front end business is Funnel Gorgeous. People get in the Funnel Gorgeous. They walk up that value ladder, the highest ticket thing, and that value ladder is $3,000. We have an event that's 5,000. And then once they finish that value ladder and they want to look for something more, Digital Insiders is there. But I also just have a strong game now with my social media and I do all organic. So now my list is 50,000 and my social media following. And all I have to do is just talk about what I'm doing and applications will trickle in. The thing is that I don't want to drive leads because I don't need the group any bigger. It can't get bigger than 100. So I'm not at that point where I'm like, ooh, I need leads. But everything I've done has been all organic. So my paid traffic is usually in my front end businesses. So I had a different front end business 2 years ago, Create Your Laptop Life. And that was where my lead flow was coming from.
Hmm. No, that's awesome. You talked about social media. So let's talk a little bit about that. When you say, hey, I just do social media and that's where I get my leads. I think there's two ways of doing social media. Way number one is me. I just post whenever I feel like posting and I happen to have a lot of people following me so I can pull leads from it, but I don't have like an integrated strategy. I don't post every day. I don't even post every other day, every third day. It's a cool story though. And it's connected to what we're talking about yesterday. I went and made a post because we have a mastermind in our webinar con company that's doing really well. It's not my mastermind, but it's been fun to really learn through that. There's a partnership with two other people. So I just made a post on my personal Facebook page and I said, who's got a webinar that's converting really well and wants us to send affiliates to? And that's kind of part, we have a concierge service in that service. And I got, I don't know, 15 people. 15, 16 that were like interested. And I just sent them all a little audio. And we've closed two deals from that. That's $60,000 in business from a post that took me 25 seconds to make and probably, and that the same audio, by the way, I recorded one little 3-minute audio and anyone who says interested, I take a second to just attach it as a file on a Facebook Messenger chat. And so that has been, so I do that sometimes, like when I just feel randomly, I'll go make a post and pull leads from my Facebook, personal Facebook page. So there's that type of social media, or there's like, I always call like the Rachel Peterson type of social media where it's like, you got a strategy, you're going at it. Which of the two would you say you're in, like buckets?
So I probably am more in the organic bucket. So I have a very strong belief system that if I treat people like people and I care about relationships and I develop relationships, it's going to look like I'm making money very easily because I can do the same thing. I can put a post up, I can email my list and I can get leads instantaneously, which looks like, oh, it only took me 5 minutes to write that email. This is true. It did, but it actually took me 5 years to sow the level of trust.
Yeah.
That I have with my audience. So right now I have a couple of places. So I have a Facebook group of about, is it 27,000 or 37,000 people? I don't even know. I don't know. So I have a couple of Facebook groups that have several thousand people. And then I have about, I think I have about 14,000 people just following my personal profile. I had 50,000 people on my list and another 14,000 on Instagram. And so I am, what you see is what you get. I am hugely, hugely in the business of just being a human. And when I sell, I sell. And when I don't sell, I don't sell. And I've lost a lot of followers doing it, but I've also gained a lot of followers doing that. With Funnel Gorgeous, which is my front end brand that I'm with Kathy, so we're partners in that. We are trying to do a little bit more of a strategic play, especially with YouTube. And then we're going to be doing some Pinterest and blogging. And that's all very strategy-based because Pinterest and YouTube are very search-based platforms, whereas Facebook and Instagram are very interaction-based. And so what works on Facebook and Instagram doesn't necessarily work as well on YouTube and Pinterest.
No, that's awesome. So it's basically just, you don't have a full-blown strategy. It's not like you're booking video studio time to shoot things and get them up and running. It's just you use social media as you use it. It's just part of your life. If you feel like posting that day, you post it. If you don't, you don't. And it's just kind of like, if it fits your life, then great. And if it doesn't, then
I would say I'm way more strategic when I'm launching something. Like I have a plan for what I'm going to post. If I'm launching, so like, we launched a certification program actually just in May, and I had a very specific strategy for what I was going to do to get people into that program. Okay. And so I'm very strategic when I have a promotion, but when I don't have a promotion, it's organic.
Love it. Love it. Awesome. Okay. So then, and how does someone, do they go to a URL you had mentioned, if you don't mind repeating that, digitalinsidersmastermind.com?
Yes.
So is that where you, if you post something and someone's like, I want to be in your mastermind, do you just say, hey, go there and go through the process?
Yeah. Okay. So basically, do you want to know what happens once they fill that out?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So it's a video and a sales page. They opt in, they fill out the application. The application, I have a whole Trello board where the application, it's all automated through Zapier. So it comes into a Trello board. I review it. I approve it. Once I approve it, that sends an email out that says, congratulations, your application has been approved. You can book a call. And once they book a call, now they're on my calendar. And then from there, if they accept, I actually have a Butler bot, which is what I use on my Trello cards that have like automated checklists. So when I'm on the call with them, if they say, yes, they're in, I hit accepted. I hit that they're in, whether they want to pay in full, pay in the payment plan. And then when I click those buttons, it'll automatically set up a brand new checklist, assign the person who's going to be doing the contracts and the onboarding process. And it does all of that automatically. So for me, all I have to do, in fact, I don't even review the applications on the front end anymore. I have my husband helps me do that. He reviews them. And if he has questions, he'll talk to me about it over dinner. He's like, do you think this person's a good fit? You know, but so he'll approve them. So all I have to do is get on the phone and click a button that says accept or not accepted. And then the rest of the process is automated. And we have one, my husband is doing all of the contracts and invoices and payment and all that kind of stuff, the onboarding.
Wow. Awesome. I love the automation. So just to go through the process again, I'm actually at the website. There's an apply now button, fill out the form. They can't book a call yet. They fill the form out. You review it, give it a thorough, like, yeah, is this right? Is this wrong? If you say, yes, this person sounds like someone I want to talk to, you hit a button, it sends them the ability to then book a call with you, right? Yes. Not a salesperson or someone else. It's
no,
you.
It's me. It's you.
Okay. So they book a call with you if they fit, and you'll have a strategy session with them. And if they fit, you say yes, they move forward. So it's a multi-step process. I'm kind of curious, out of how many, do you have like a ratio kind of roughly in your head? Like how many applications to an acceptance? Like is it like 20 applications and you take one person? You have rough math there?
Yeah. I would say probably 50% of people who apply, we say they're not a good fit.
Okay.
And then the 50% who do, almost everybody who we say book a call will book a call and show up for the call. Here's the funny thing. When I was working at ClickFunnels, my calendar was so bad that people would apply for my mastermind and not be able to get on my calendar for 5 to 6 weeks, which wasn't ideal, obviously. Mm-hmm. But what it did do, funnily enough, was made them so ready for that call because they had to wait so long that my close rate was like 95% of people said yes, because they had like if they were gonna still be on the call 6 weeks later, like they were gonna join. So it was a really good filter mechanism. Now they can get on my calendar a little bit faster because I'm not a ClickFunnels. And so I've watched my conversion rate go down a little bit, but my conversion rate on sales calls is over 50%, over, you know, because there's so many hoops to jump through. By the time they get to the phone, I don't want to talk to anybody who's not a good fit, and I'm not. No. So
do they know the price already before they talk to you? Have you dropped the price of it at some point throughout the process?
No.
Okay. So that they have to talk to you on the phone for that.
Yeah, but all you have to do is ask somebody around the internet and they'll tell you how much it is.
Well, I mean, you're being very open about it here. Yeah. This podcast. It's not like you're trying to hide it. It's just not part of the sales process.
Right.
Awesome. Simple sales process, which I love. There's no bells and whistles. You're not, you know, standing on one hand and standing on one foot, jumping and holding your breath and doing Facebook ads and YouTube ads and all of this and crazy integrated process. It's like, I like what you said before, you're being human. Like it's just living your life and somehow it works out and you get leads for it.
I would say the best way that I get leads off my email list is when I basically grab one of my members and I do an interview with them and I talk about their funnel, talk about what's going on, talk about what they've done. I write it up on my blog and that sells it alone.
Ah, love it. Awesome. All right. Coming back to another question, by the way, this has been super helpful. You're answering them all. I'm blazing through. I hope everyone who's listening, I don't know if you realize the value of what you're getting here. This is massive. Julie, how long has it taken you to figure this stuff out? Just so everyone understands.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm now just about three years into a mastermind. And my goal was to build a mastermind of 100 people, and I'm at 80. And it was so funny. The internet marketer in me was like, I can't wait to write the cart closing email. You know, the email that always like gets people. And I was like, I can't wait to write the email that says I only have a few spots left in Digital Insiders. And once it's full, you can't get in unless somebody leaves. And I've been waiting for 3 years to write this freaking email. And I was so close to writing it. I was going to write it. And then all the stuff with George Floyd happened. And I was like, I can't write this right now. There's something more important. And so I put it on hold and I haven't come back to it yet, but I can't wait to write that email.
It's not like you had a template, right? Did someone hand you here's the formula to build a mastermind that you sell for $25,000? Like, no, you've been figuring it out.
No, yeah.
And what I want to share with everybody is this is 3 years of freaking knowledge and hard work and pain that we just get to go 40 minutes and we get to walk away with it. Like, I kind of feel guilty a little bit, to be honest with you. Like, it's not fair. And she's giving it away for free, which is all more awesome. But I'm still not, doesn't mean I'm done asking questions. So
yeah,
I'm keep asking fine. More stuff. So we talked about the sales process. We talked about what you offer. Just to give people ideas, like here's how I'm processing this, right? So she said Voxer, and I could totally see how that would be. It definitely gives me, makes me scared. But what I did immediately think is there could be a second level to my mastermind and, where I could let less people, maybe I only let 10 or 15 or people into that level and that could have the Voxer access. But the other cool thing is I do have some great coaches now because I've been really actively connecting in the copy world. There's some people that I just love. They're really good copywriters and they would be brilliant. So when you said also have three coaches, I was like, yes, that starts to open up it actually makes it better. I think you give people more resources. Weekly audits, love it. It fits perfectly with what I want to do because I'm reviewing funnels, copy, all of their stuff.
And I really like audits because when I'm on a hot seat and somebody's asking my opinion, I say to them, I'm like, this is going to be so boring. So I just need to sit and look at it and think and maybe like get up and like go water my plants and then come back and think about it. And so audits allow me not to have to be stuck on Zoom. I can just sort of like be in my zone. And then when I'm ready to say something, I'll Loom or Voxer it back versus a coaching session, which is different. And it really, really helps when you help teach your members when to use each model, right? Because like an audit is really good. I don't want to sit on Zoom with you if you can write something out and let me think and chew on it and get back to you on it versus something that really needs the back and forth conversation, which would be a hot seat.
No, it's I love that. I mean, so the weekly audit fits perfectly with what I would do. The 25-minute breakthrough sessions, the hot seats, they fit perfectly too because if I want to, like say I've got a playbook of 30 plays, That would be the playbook time. That would be like, this is, you know, Coach Onik gets in and says, this is the next play you're going to play. So someone might be stuck or thinking, what do I do next month? What campaign do I plan? And it's like, that's what I do in my company all day long. It's all I do. So it's like naturally comes to me is, let's see what's next. Let's see the playbook. Let's see which one fits the best with the time and your resources and your goals. The weekly check-in, I love that. I'm all about accountability. So I love the fact and the idea of giving everyone a quarterly goal. They commit to it. And then every week you just kind of quickly check in. Hey, where are you on everything? The has three coaches. That is powerful. And breaking it up so you're giving people access to different types of stuff. So for example, one of my coaches, I would definitely have a direct response designer. Because I see copy and I see funnels get butchered by bad design. Then I'd have like a short form copywriter, someone who's really good at emails, ads, and things, and a long form copywriter. And, you know, and I think one I could offer a coach as a webinar expert, because that is just missing in the world right now. So right there, I mean, it's just like I built out a potential entire operational plan for my mastermind. And so I'm asking you, if you're thinking and looking at this, fill in the pieces she just gave you. Literally gave you a freaking checklist. Just fill in the pieces with your own stuff. One question, I don't know why it came to me, it was just onboarding. So how does onboarding...
I was literally going to say that, yeah.
Yeah, I would love to, like, how do you indoctrinate people into all of this?
Yeah. So a couple things happen. So once you say yes, you get a payment contract and a 12-month contract. You know, I know some people would say that kills conversions, making them sign all these things. I don't care. I want my butt covered. So if you want in, you'll do it. Once they come in, they get a welcome letter. That welcome letter gives them a whole thing list of things to do. Adding everyone to Voxer, joining the Facebook groups. They also get access to all my courses and content. So they get in the members area. And then the big thing they do, there's two big things. Number one, they have to fill out an intake form. That's basically like what's going well that you want to bring with you into the next 12 months. What's one thing that's going well that just has started that you want to bring? What's one thing that's not going well that you want to get rid of? And what's one thing that's not going well that you want to fix? I ask them for all their funnels, all their revenue, email, everything, all that. They submit that to me. And then within the first 2 weeks, we have a breakthrough session. And I give them real like, okay, in the next 30 days, here's what we focus on first. Here's your first priority. And then usually I'll give them sort of a guide of like what content to consume first. The other big thing they do at the beginning is they sign up for a mindset call with my mindset coach, Helen, to get used to the group and understand kind of how the group works. Helen is amazing. And then there's a mission statement I ask everybody to read and commit to. And that's just sort of like a code of ethics. And then I try to introduce them to the group. As soon as they join the group, and then on the next check-in call that they show up on, I call them out, introduce them, have them, you know, talk a little bit about themselves so that the group can get to know them. I also am really good at trying to make introductions. So when somebody joins and I know like, oh, you really should talk to so-and-so, they're going to be a really good fit, I'll make that introduction on Voxer and connect them up. And I'll also do that with like third party people. If I know they need an introduction somewhere, I'll do that. So that's sort of the onboarding process. It takes people about a month to really like settle in, but those are the big things that we do right out of the gate. And of course we send them Digital Insiders, you know, I've got backpacks and sweatshirts and all that kind of stuff. Send them a t-shirt. We actually have two live events per year as well. So that's another big feature, although I forgot about it entirely because of COVID. We haven't been able to do it, but so that's the onboarding process.
Love it. No, it's, you know, I like that you said it takes about a month for them to really indoctrinate into it. And I think it's important to tell people that up front too, because, you know, you think like, oh, I just spent so much money. I'm in now. Like, you know, I want to get my ROI right away, but it's like, this is it's a marathon, not a sprint. So it's an entire year long program. Really powerful, really awesome. I love, what size is your team that's running this? That's another quick question I have. So I know you mentioned you have the three coaches. You said your husband, you mentioned. So we'll say that's are the three coaches, by the way, are they full-time team members on your team, or are they kind of?
They're not full-time. They're part-time coaches. We meet once a month to check in on the group. I mean, obviously we have a group Voxer together. But we meet about once a month as a team just to check in on how the whole group is going. Babies are being born, people are moving, we just kind of want to keep a pulse on what's going on with all of them. So the team is those three plus my husband. And I have an executive assistant who's a rock star. So she is my main assistant who helps me with all my appointments and everything. And then Emily, who is the coach, she has a double role. So she's a coach, but she's also my CFO. And so she helps me with, the numbers and all that kind of stuff. And so it's about a team of five, but again, this is my entire business is just my mastermind. Mm-hmm. Funnel Gorgeous is my other business, which is a front end, and that has a much larger team.
Yeah. No, it's amazing. I genuinely, Julie, you've literally hit everything on the dot. I actually do not have any other questions right now. I've got plenty to go think on and chew on. This has been a really, really powerful session on just how to build and sell a $25,000 mastermind and run it to the point where people get great results and are really happy with it. And even you make good money from it and it makes it worth your time. Julie, I know for a fact that people that are listening to this right now are going to want to come find you, learn more from you. Please tell everybody how they can get in touch with you. I'm going to say it right now, digitalinsidersmastermind.com. In case you want to be in the mastermind, she apparently has some seats left. So digitalinsidersmastermind.com, go apply. Hopefully you get a chance to speak to her. But what are some other ways, Julie, that people can connect with you?
Yeah. So if you guys want to see my other business, it's funnelgorgeous.com. And that is basically a marketing design shop. So all kinds of funnel templates, lead magnet templates. We have also some introductory courses there, really inexpensive $30, $40 courses. So it's a great place to go if you're bootstrapping, you can't pay for a high-end designer, but you want really good designs. So funnelgorgeous.com. Otherwise, you can go to my website, my personal website, juliestoyan.com. That's where my blog lives, my podcast. My blog is filled with everything from marketing to productivity to plant-based living to, I can't guarantee what you're going to find on the blog, but if you want to just follow me, the human, you can go to juliestoyan.com.
Can you spell that for us? So J-U-L-I-E, and then just want to make sure.
STOIAN.com. It's three vowels. It's Romanian. Perfect. I married a Romanian.
Perfect. We're going to put it in the show notes as well over at onicpodcast.com. So if you missed any of the URLs, you can go there and click them and get there. Julie, thank you so much for taking time away from your family, your four kids, your husband, and of course your business and being here to teach us so selflessly. Means the world to me. I learned a lot from it, and I'm sure I'll make a lot of money from it, and I'll definitely let you know when I do that. And for just being here. And everybody else who's listening, you know what to do. Leave her a comment below. If you're watching on YouTube, come on, send the love. Click subscribe, click the bell icon, click the thumbs up icon. Make sure, because she took time away from her life to be here for you. And that's the least we can do. Now, if you're listening on onicpodcast.com, make sure you go leave us a great review at iTunes. Every week, I pick people randomly who've left us reviews to win cool stuff. And so make sure you take care of that. Onicpodcast.com for all of our episodes, binge watch. Learn.com to be a member of this community, LURN.com. And as I always say, when life pushes you, stand straight, smile, and push it the heck back. This is Onyx Singhal. Go out there and fight for your dreams, fighting entrepreneurs. Until next time.
Thanks for listening to The Fighting Entrepreneur with your host, Onyx Singhal.